Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I am Dr. Johnson Cherian, and here's a blessing for you. The Lord said to Gideon, "With the 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands. Let all the other men go, each to his own place." Judges chapter 7 verse 7. Seventh book of the Bible, seventh chapter, seventh verse. Wonderful promise to Gideon. The size of the armies of the enemy was astounding. The Midianites, the Amalekites, and all the other eastern peoples had settled in the valley, thick as locusts. Their camels could no more be counted than the sand on the seashore. Judges chapter 7 verse 12. Gideon set out with 32,000 men to fight the Midianites and the Amalekites. God told Gideon to ask all who were fearful to go home. 22,000 went back. 10,000 were left. Perhaps Gideon was satisfied that at least 10,000 were left to fight against the enemy. But God had other plans. He told Gideon, "There are still too many men. Take them down to the water, and I will sift them for you there. If I say, 'This one shall go with you,' he shall go. But if I say, 'This one shall not go with you,' he shall not go." So Gideon took the men down to the water. There the Lord told him, "Separate those who lap the water with their tongues like a dog from those who kneel down to drink." 300 men lapped with their hands to their mouths. All the rest got down on their knees to drink. Judges chapter 7 verses 4 to 6. And then came the promise, "With the 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands." 300 against a vast army. No, not 300. 300 plus God Almighty. And then immediately the ratios change. 300 becomes 300 plus omnipotence. And no kind of permutations and combinations of the enemy can stand against the army of God. Do you feel that your strength is little while fighting the evil forces arrayed against you? Remember that Jesus is with you. He is the one who disarmed the powers and authorities and made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Colossians chapter 2 verse 15. 300 plus God Almighty proved to be too much for the Midianites and Amalekites. God gave a great victory to Gideon and the Israelites. You as a child of God are not alone in your war against satanic foes. It's you plus God Almighty against Satan. So the battle becomes the Lord's and the victory is yours. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I'm Dr. Johnson Cherian. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog bless2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.